Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. It's everybody's favorite time of the week again.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Is that so, Detroit?
Yes, Super Bowl edition.
Super Bowl edition, pre-Super Bowl edition, because I'm sure we'll have all sorts of highlights to talk about next week.
Yes. Oh, that time of the year. Great time. Super Bowl Sunday. If it wasn't on Sunday, it would probably be a holiday.
Oh, please. Well, yeah, probably. Knowing America, it would be.
Yes.
It would have to be, because no one would go to work except me. I would be the only one at work.
People go to work. Well, some people they would still watch the game. They would have the game on.
They would.
Yeah.
The day after would have to be a holiday, though.
Right. Yeah.
Which brings me to my favorite part of Super Bowl: the food, the chips, the dip. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. That's the most clutch part of Super Bowl. Sunday, the food, because, you know, we're from Detroit, right? And the Lions,
right?
I've never been to the Super Bowl, so other than that, you know, I usually want somebody to win, and I usually root hard, but, you know, if they lose my team, I'm good. I'm not going to, like, cry or anything, like, if the Lions will win, so the food is probably, like, the most clutch thing there.
Yeah. Agreed.
So what's your game day do? Like, what do you like, Kim?
What do I like on game day?
Yeah.
You said the food?
Yep.
Or just let me see. I like the wings. I'm wing head.
Okay, I can dig that. I'm a wing head too. Wings, pizza, nachos, you know. Chips.
See, don't bring me pizza, because, well, it's different for men and women. I feel like pizza is not a one-handed, absent-minded food. You have to think and, like, make sure you don't make a mess. See, with wings, nachos,
with pizza.
Ooh, and I have the, yeah. See, but me and it's different. Y'all will just, like, fold a few slices together and go to town.
Right.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
I don't do that.
You don't need two hands for pizza, Kim. That's like, why do you think the crust is like crust? That's where you hold it, you know?
Uh-uh.
It ain't like you're supposed to hold it like a pan or something, you know?
See, but I'm weird,
okay,
too, because I don't eat the crust last. So it's a whole thing for me, but
eat the
whatever,
crust first.
You know.
Who eats the crust first?
I eat it second. I take a bite from the tip, and then I eat the crust, and then I eat the rest of the pieces. It's weird, I know, but it's my thing.
Yeah. Don't tell nobody that.
Well, I just told everybody that, so thanks. Thanks a lot.
right. Okay, so we got the food. Commercials?
Right.
You're a big commercial fan?
I am a big commercial fan.
Okay.
Because Super Bowl Sunday, well, let's get this out there. I'm a cornball. I am. And commercials are like cornball. Yeah, you can attest. Right. See, so commercials are like cornball heaven most of the time, and Super Bowl commercials are even more so. However, lately they've been getting more into the tearjerker and awareness realm. As a matter of fact, this year for the Super Bowl is going to be the first year that there's a PSA, public service announcement, about domestic violence, which not all that surprising, but yeah,
okay,
during the Super Bowl. So everybody's going to have that thanks for ruining it moment. you know, just like it's going to bring everybody to the severity of life again in the middle of the Super Bowl. But I think it's a good idea. You know, it's the most watched thing. Right. So you'll have a captive audience. So it's a great time for a PSA. And then you know, with all of the well, we'll get into this later in the show, but I think it's quite fitting. So, you know.
Right. So, you know, like the NFL, if you got the money for it, you know, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, so what's your all-time favorite Super Bowl commercial?
All time? That's a hard question. You going to get on this podcast that's only a half hour and that's the most indecisive woman you know what her all-time favorite Super Bowl commercial is? What are you, crazy? I'll give you the first thing that comes to my mind, because I'm sure over the next week I'm going to be changing my mind about this answer. But
right.
I like the Budweiser commercials with the horses and the dog that are best friends.
Oh man, that one got me. That one got me last year. When he kept running to beat the horses. Oh man. And he was like, you saw him running down the road with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that one got me. But I think my favorite one is the Weather.
You mean the commercial?
I loved it.
That rang around the world for years to come. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. And, I mean, if you can spark a new flame, then you're pretty good as far as commercials go. I agree.
Right.
Good choice.
Okay.
Good choice.
Let's get down to business. All right.
All right.
So, in the NFL, there has been a lot of controversy this year, starting with and the domestic violence. He wasn't the only one, but that's the only one I can remember right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. Then you got Goodell, who says he didn't know anything about it beforehand, or he never received video from it. And you have players... Josh Gordon, he got suspended for substance abuse, and he keeps getting in trouble with the law.
Mm-hmm.
You got situations like that. You've had it all year. Okay.
Right.
And to close out the year with the Super Bowl, we have Deflategate. I don't know if you heard about Deflategate.
Yep, I heard all about it. Unfortunately for me, everyone loves sports that are my friends and family. So, yeah, I heard about that ridiculousness. Of course I did.
Right. So now we have brother Marshawn Lynch, football player extraordinaire, great running back. He plays for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
But he has this thing with the media.
Yep.
Well, quite frankly, doesn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that, first off? And secondly, that brings an even broader question of our football players and athletes in general. We can go, you know, athletes in general. Are they good role models? What do you think?
Okay, so first of all, I just want to say I am a proponent of being who you are. I am a proponent of free choice, and I am a proponent of you having, you know, having values and principles. I am all for that. Power to the people, all the amendments and all those rights.
Right.
You know, however, you don't become a celebrity to not be a celebrity.
And so
here's the thing. You know what? Lynch, listen, I understand you don't want to string sentences together. Fair. So go to college, get a degree, become an accountant. Problem solved. You won't ever have to talk to anybody.
Hey.
But don't become a top NFL player and not want to deal with the press. What's wrong with you? Didn't you read the job description? Like, seriously, dude, if you get to get paid millions because of the millions that the NFL is making by having endorsement deals and media contracts, then you get to talk to the media. I'm sorry. No, you don't get that right. Like, you know, you have to, you can't just be like, oh, I want to be an NFL player, but I don't want to play ball and I don't want to talk to the press. No, you got to, you it's all or nothing. So, yeah.
Right, and I get it. I get it. For whatever reason, you know, the media can be very much jerks, you know, and sometimes you just don't want to talk. Sometimes, his personality, he just doesn't like talking like that. And I get that. But there's a certain professionalism, I guess, that comes with, you know, the job description. It's in there, you know, because the NFL and media companies and all these media outlets, they have contracts, they have agreements, which means some kind of money is involved.
Right.
That means that it's, you know, a part of your job description. When they ask, you know, you're supposed to talk to them, like, you know,
right.
You don't have to talk to him all the time. You have to address them, you know. Okay, so he got over that, right? So he wants to, you know, to do the one-liners, okay.
Right.
Like, I remember one, he said, you know, everything he answered, I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday he answered, you know, I'm just here so I don't get fined. Everything he said
was, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Okay. I'm like, that's where I have my problem. I'm like, first off, come on now. You're better than that. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
I really do. You know, for whatever reason, whatever you're feeling, okay. You don't have to say a whole lot. You don't have to give them a whole, you know, 2 pages worth of stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Accordingly. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
What do you
exactly.
Think?
It's like, you don't have to, we're not asking you to give the Gettysburg Address every time you get up there to have some epic life-changing speech prepared. Just, it can be short and sweet. Answer the question. If you don't like one question, say, you know what, I don't want to talk about that. However, you know what you look like? You look like a petulant child who's pouting and whining because he didn't get his way. This is part of the job description. But, see, that's what brings me to your second question about athletes being role models. The reason that so many knothead boys are looking up to these miscreants is because they think, yeah, if I play ball professionally, I get to make millions and do whatever I want. And that's what this is perpetuating. This is a part of the job description. Being a celebrity, being someone that people look up to, that all carries responsibility to whom much is given, much is required. So you can't enjoy the millions that you're making, enjoy your VIP status, enjoy getting to do what you love and being able to sustain your family, but then pout when there's one area of the job that you don't like that people expect you to fulfill. No, what are you, three? Get over it. Get over yourself. This is just a part.
Right.
Not everyone has to deal with aspects of their job, even when they get to do their passion that they don't like. Most artists love creating art, but the business side of things isn't their favorite part of it, but it comes with the package. Like, stop your belly aching, be a man, and do your job.
Right, and I have, like, two takes. One of them is, you know, I hate to, like, make everything a racial thing, but, you know, that's what we're dealing with here. And so from the standpoint of being a black man, I don't want to say I take offense to it, but I'm not in agreement with it. Because at first I thought it was funny. And, you know, to some degree I still think it's kind of funny, kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
But then another part of me is like, from the standpoint of being a journalist and having been in the shoes of a reporter, you know, I wasn't like that. And also, the sense that, you know, just perception from the classic traditional perception of black people. And, you know, there's been a time where you just thought of a black man or a black person as just being entertainment, being inarticulate,
right.
you know, goofy,
right.
jokey minstrels and all of that. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, and even now, you know, they, you know, there's a kind of perception that all that black people can do, you know, and make a lot of money doing is dribbling a basketball,
mm-hmm.
holding a mic,
right.
rapping and singing and catching a football or hitting a baseball or whatever.
Right.
And that we're not articulate in doing that.
Right, right. We're tearing ourselves back. We're tearing ourselves down when we do that, and here's why. You can't pay me to believe that there are not white professional athletes who get into trouble with the law, who do stupid things, and who act like three-year-olds. However,
right.
they are not who media is going to publicize for doing those things. So if you already know, I'm not saying that it's fair, but if you already know that the game is rigged, that the only people that they're going to put out there for acting three is going to be people of color, stop giving them all the prime time footage that they need. Stop it. Like, sure, there may be some people that are white players in the game that do just as stupid things as you're doing, Lynch, but at the end of the day, they're not going to be the circulating news for doing
and
it.
And I'll qualify
so,
it.
So just,
you know, Johnny Manziel and Gronkowski, they have been, like, you know, people have, the media has, like, kind of gassing them about being immature and partying all the time, and they have
mm-hmm.
got theirs, but same time, it hasn't been on the same level. You
exactly.
know, it hasn't been on the same level, but I will qualify and say that they have got their scrutiny, their share of scrutiny,
right.
but I don't think it's been on the same level.
It never
as far
is.
As, like, I think for them, they leave it to just football, but
right.
you know, us, they make it a bigger issue.
Exactly. They make it
so,
a whole cultural issue.
And
well,
I have
did
this
you see thing? The...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry? Did you see
the
thing that I posted with Lynch doing the Skittles interview?
No, I didn't watch it. No, what happened?
Yeah, so he sat down with Skittles to answer questions, and it was all ridiculousness. Like, it was a huge
right.
joke. And I'll put the link somewhere. I'll post it on Twitter.
Okay.
But basically, I was laughing because I was like, this is just even more sort of like what you were talking about, entertainment. Like, first of all, you won't act your age and fulfill your job requirements by being serious. And, yeah, it was funny as all get out. I laughed. I shared.
Right.
But that being said, it just feeds back into that big machine because then you sit down with Skittles to do a press conference about ridiculousness. You know,
right.
like, if would you want to eat a rainbow? Or do you think, I mean, yes, it's for advertisement, but it was just sort of making the whole thing. It could, you know, it may very well have been his way of trying to make light of the whole situation, but
right.
even though it's funny, it doesn't help matters.
No, it doesn't.
And so I'm just like, man, just stop. Don't be petulant. Just do your job. Just do the sucky part of your job that you don't like, that's not your favorite, because you're being paid more than most people in my family salaries would be combined.
Right.
Like, just do it. Just do it.
Right. Just do it like Nike.
You wear
right?
Nike.
right.
Right. Just do it.
Yeah. And I just feel like, I have this thing where I feel like, and I don't know whether it's right or wrong, you know, to be like that, because we are, you know, we're all God's children, you know, but
mm-hmm.
realistically in America, you know, no matter what we want to believe, that everything's not on the same playing field. So I believe that
mm-hmm.
black people should be twice as good, or we should
yeah.
try to see expectations or the norm or, you know, a certain level. If, you know, everybody's supposed to be on 100, we're supposed to try to go past 100 just because that's
right.
what the situation is. So I'm just like, you know, okay, we get it, right? We get it.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to go beyond that, you know. Just like,
yeah.
Okay, if somebody shot your mother, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
No, that would be horrible. And, you know, if you go after that person that you know shot your mother, and, you know, you kill that person, at the same time, I may not blame you for doing it, right? You know, I'd be like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I might have did the same thing. But
mm-hmm.
according to the law, you aren't supposed to do that. And you're going
exactly.
to pay consequences, and, you know, all of that. So while saying I don't
right.
blame you, I may not blame you for not wanting to speak to the media, but at the same time, it's a part of your job. So you need to
exactly.
do it. You need to comply, or else, you know, you're going to be punished. They're going to fine you. So now
right.
they can't fine you because he spoke to the media technically, even though he didn't, you know, say what they wanted him to say. So now
right.
they're like trying to fine him for wearing a hat that isn't, you know, sanctioned by the league, whatever.
Right.
For, you know, and that's just them nitpicking. It's petty on behalf of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right, it's petty.
You know, when you don't comply, you bring more problems. And not, like, if he had to comply, who cares, like, if he wears that hat?
Exactly. Well, that's the thing, right? That's the whole thing about putting them on these pedestals and saying that they're role models. It sucks. Because I believe that as soon as you sign that contract, you signed up for being a role model. And you're doing a piss-poor
right.
job of it. Most of the people in the league are doing a piss-poor job of it because here is the fact. Like you just said, it's not fair, but it's life. I'm not saying that anything is fair in life. I'm saying that it is what it is. So you need to be an adult and handle your business. And
right.
that's the whole problem. It's like, yeah, you know what else isn't fair? What else isn't fair is that when I get a job, I don't sign a contract for the next 10 years, and even if I get terminated for my own horrible behavior, they still have to pay me the remainder of that contract. That's not fair, but I live with it. So you don't get the bellyache about what's not fair. Yeah, the NFL has been really nitpicky, petty, true. They always have been.
Right.
That's what happens
right.
in a capitalistic country where money runs everything. You're bad.
Right, and I
like,
get it. I get it.
If you don't want attention to be on you, stop bringing attention to yourself by not just falling in line and doing your part. You brought this
right.
on yourself. And,
right.
And
that's
I
a
just,
part of it, yeah.
It boils my blood because any old regular boy on the street, and I'm not even going to say racially, black, white, purple, blue, a regular Joe Schmo on the street is not going to get a slap on the wrist and go back to your million-dollar job for beating their wives or killing someone or repeatedly having DYIs. Like, seriously, brain fart moment. But seriously, like, you know what really bothers me? For the number of athletes that get in trouble for drinking while under the influence alone, when you can pay somebody to drive you around, that's what boils my blood. Like, you are just stupid. Why?
Right.
Why are you doing this? That just doesn't make any sense to me. So I feel like you don't want to be a role model. Maybe. Are you one? Yes. Deal with it. Do better.
But
be better.
You got to, accept the fact that people are human. Okay. That's why, you know, whether you like it or not, you are human. You know, you want to make mistakes. Just like, okay, Ray Rice, you know, hit his wife. It was a heat of the moment thing. Who's to say
mm-hmm.
we don't have to prove that he's done that before or has done it since? You know, it happened
mm-hmm.
in the spur of the moment. You know, things happen. It wasn't right. You know, we shouldn't okay
right.
it, but, you know.
Right.
We shouldn't sweep under the rug. We shouldn't just allow that to be him, you know, forever.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Say, oh, Ray Rice, that man that beat his wife. We shouldn't do that. But at the same
like
time, the situation of Marshawn Lynch, you know, he has opportunity to right the situation, you know, and he
right.
constantly says, no, I'm not going to speak to the media. I'm just going to do what I want. That's the difference.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
when, you know, you I can see kids now, you know, in school, you know, saying, you know, responding to his teacher, because I know how kids are, because I was one of those kids, you know, responding to his teacher. I'm just here so I don't get suspended, you know. I'm just here so I don't get suspended, you know, and being smart to their teachers. So these things in sports, these things have an effect, you know, whether you want it to be that way or not. And I remember Charles Barkley made a commercial that said, "I am not a role model," you know. And I get what he was saying, that, you know, parents are the role models and parents, you know, should have this say-so. But the truth of the matter is, as long as Jordans are out and LeBron James making them dribbling the basketball, kids love basketball. Well, boys.
Yep. They're watching you.
That's just the way it is. They're watching.
Yep.
They're watching. They're always going to watch.
It's a part of it. It's a part of life. Yep. It was thrust upon you, so deal with it. But you know what I say? I say that the fact that we even have this industry in America is enabling schoolhouse boys to remain schoolhouse boys and make grown people money. And that's where the problem comes in. It's terrible. As far as I am concerned, America is breeding a cesspool of debauchery and encouraging our young people to follow suit. Like, it just, it bothers me.
Sports is, like, big everywhere. Like, you know, they have arenas full of sports in Asia and Turkey and all the European countries, China. They have hundreds of thousands of people at field stadiums overseas, so that's a world thing.
They're paid the most here. They're treated the best.
They pay pretty well overseas.
They do get paid pretty well, but they're allowed the most leeway here. Everything is just exaggerated in America, and I get it. We're America. But fine, we can broaden the scope to the entire world. It's just terrible. Because here's the thing. It's like, and you know what? This just brings me back to why I can't stand how we do things in the world. Because it doesn't just go with sports. Yes. There's a bigger chance of it happening in sports because you have the grandest opportunities to be completely immature but still be able to make it in professional sports because you can play the sport. In every other industry where you have the potential to make that type of money, there's less of a chance of it happening with you developing no adult skills because every other industry requires you to have some level of maturity to succeed in it.
Right.
Like being an actor or an actress, you can make that type of money, but you're not going to get there and stay there by still being immature. Like, it just doesn't happen. But in sports,
there's some people that get arrested a lot. Robert Downey Jr. got arrested a lot.
That's
he
true.
Had a rash. But ultimately,
he had to turn his life around. Or that was going to be it for him. The reason that he has the success that he has now is because, you're right, it's because he turned his life around. So it's like, it's just sports is my sort of my soapbox. I just want them to do better because if you have all these kids on your back, try to lead them in a better direction. That's it. That's all I ask.
And Mike Vick, he paid his debt to society. And he came out better for it. You know, instead of, canceling his debt, he kept his debt and paid people back. So,
exactly.
I get it. And even, without sports, people are going to mess up. And there are people are role models in other areas except for sports. But, you know, it's everywhere. It's rappers, it's actors, actresses, it's everybody that's in the public light. Is everybody. But I guess it's the fact that the most out of everybody, people want to be athletes.
Yeah, because they view it to be the easiest money, but it's not.
Right.
Well, you know, and I will say, after someone pays their debt, let it go. Yeah. I say after somebody has paid their debt, let it go. That's my last word.
All right. Thank you all for listening to Is That So Detroit? We appreciate it.
See you next week.
Peace.
Peace.